Grace and peace be unto you from God, who is our Father and our Mother, and from Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior. Amen. We will not be having a children's sermon today, as you might have noticed, for several reasons. One of them is because I had the feeling that we would not have that many children today. I'm not sure why, but I thought that was going to be the case, and I am right. Except, of course, my own children. But it might be a good thing that we're not having a children's sermon today, because I, for some reason, have been thinking a lot about math. And so if we had had a children's sermon, Pablo and Ella, I would probably be asking you about mathematics. Maybe I would feel like asking you if you know Pythagoras' theorem. Or even worse, I might be asking about the quadratic equation. I've been thinking about the mystery of mathematics. I see some people asking each other, what is that? I'll let the engineers and the mathematicians in the room talk about that later after church. But I've been thinking a lot about the marvel that is mathematics, and how through mathematics we are able to decipher the mysteries of the universe. It is amazing that through mathematics we're able to understand the movement of the stars. And also through mathematics, we're able to understand the configurations of atoms so small that we cannot even see them. And also through mathematics, we can understand the movements in the brain and how thoughts are provoked through those movements in the brain. Mathematics are truly amazing because they disclose patterns that otherwise we would not be able to see. This was used during World War II to decipher messages of the enemy. There are at least two good movies about that, one about Turing and the other one about John Nash. And their job was to see just numbers or letters, streams of numbers and letters, and they would be able to decipher patterns. And so there were messages hidden in what seemed to be just random numbers. But they were able to understand that there was a pattern there, and they deciphered the pattern. And by doing that, they were able to read the message that was hidden there. And so they were able to know when the enemy was going to strike where. And they were able to save many lives in that way. Well, in the same way, science allows us to read messages hidden in nature. It is amazing that there seem to be so many patterns around nature that we can read. And if it is true that the recent mathematicians were able to read those messages in those strings was because they had been written into it by the enemy, then it must be also true that the reason we identify patterns in nature, that we can see those messages in nature, points to the fact that there is somebody that has inscribed nature with those messages. Mathematics reveals to us the fact that nature is not random or accidental, but that nature actually follows a pattern that actually is understandable, that it's possible to see the hand of a creator hidden in nature. And mathematics allows us to understand, again, that nature is not random. Now, the ancient Greeks called that pattern that revealed the deep structure of nature, they called that the logos. That's what the ancient Greek philosophers call it, the logos. The translation of the word of the Greek word logos into English is word, the word, or the message, or the verb. So deep within the structures of the universe, there is a logos, there is a pattern that mathematicians help us to decipher. But for Christians, we believe that pattern is not accidental, it's not intrinsic. It is, in fact, the work of a creator, of the creator of the universe. So when we identify those patterns of the universe, when mathematicians and scientists are able to decipher the ways in which nature work, we believe that they are actually, as Isaac Newton used to believe, they are like peeking into the mind of God. They are able to see, like in the mirror, the thoughts of God when God put together the world into being. Now, that same word, logos, is the word that we just heard in the first in the gospel reading for today. In the beginning was the word, in Greek, en arche ho logos. In the beginning was the logos, the logos. So we believe that that same pattern that we see in the universe has been revealed to us in the human being, that is Jesus Christ. And so in order to understand the pattern of the universe from the perspective of its meaning and its purpose that has been given to it by its creator, and by extension to understand the meaning and purpose of our lives as part of that creation, fortunately, we don't need to learn algebra or trigonometry or geometry. What we need to do is to look at Christ. We need to look at Jesus, understanding that Jesus is that rationality, is that mind and heart of the Creator after which the world was created. So he reveals to us what is the meaning and what is the purpose of creation, but also what is the meaning and what is the purpose of our lives. And the reading tells us that the meaning and purpose of our lives is life. He came so that we may have life. He was the life. And more specifically, it talks about life eternal. And eternal does not mean that it doesn't end. Eternal is not a measure of time. It's not a quantity. It's a quality. So he came so that we have rich life, so that we have plentiful life, so that we can be able to live to the fullest, and not just individually, but together, collectively. And so today, as we celebrate the birth of Christ, we're not just celebrating a miracle that happened 2,000 years ago, but we are actually celebrating an event where the deep structure, meaning, and purpose of the universe is revealed to us. We are celebrating an event where the meaning of our lives is revealed to us, and the revelation is that God has created us for the purpose of living abundantly, and not only living abundantly individually, but also seeking abundant life for others as well. That is what has been revealed to us in Christmas. That is why we celebrate, because we see that we are not random accidents of nature, but that we are the beautiful creation of the poet of the universe that has loving intention behind his creation. So let's worship him and express our gratitude to our God, to our Creator. Amen.